and filled with wonder at what God might do next. I believe a good question for all of us to ask ourselves is, am I merely enduring my life, trying to make it through each day, or do I truly love it? If you don't love your life, then you should do something to change it. It may require a change of attitude or perspective. It may require getting a new career or even moving to a new city. And it may require getting some new friends and learning to see yourself the way God does. There are things we can do to ensure that we will love our life. After all, we only get one life, and we should love it and live it with enthusiasm and zeal. I want to mention a very important thing right here in the beginning, and that is that we should never compare our life with anyone else's, because doing so often causes us to not love our own life fully and joyfully. It is your life that I want to teach you to love. It is the only one you have, and God will not give you anyone else's. So how about taking what you've been given and doing the most you can with it? The daily grind often wears us down. The bills pile up. The calendar gets too full. The diet doesn't seem to be working. The traffic is infuriating. The doctor's report is troubling. The children are not behaving. The job is exhausting. And to top it all off, that darn kitchen faucet is dripping again. These irritations, and so many others just like them, too often cause us to survive life rather than actually enjoy it. I can picture many of you nodding along in agreement as you listen to these words. Life can be challenging, to say the least, but everyone's life is challenging in some way at times, and that is why wanting someone else's life is pointless. You may find that it is easier to deal with your problems than it would be to deal with theirs. But you can't become a person who says, "I love my life." We can't face challenges, deal with frustrations, have less than pleasurable circumstances, and still love our lives. I think about the examples we see in the Bible. David dealt with giants, opposing armies, and a father who favored his brothers over him. And yet he wrote, "You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Psalm 16:11. Solomon had the pressures of building the temple and running a kingdom, and yet he said, "Every man should eat and drink and see and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God." Ecclesiastes 3:13. The Apostle Paul faced shipwrecks, a physical ailment, constant criticism, and persecution, but he told us, "I have learned to be content and self-sufficient through Christ, satisfied to the point where I am not disturbed or uneasy, regardless of my circumstances." Philippians 4:11. Mary would give birth in a barn after traveling in extreme conditions, and yet she said, "From now on, all generations will count me blessed and happy and favored by God." Luke 1:48. These men and women faced difficulty, challenges, opposition, and frustrations at various times, but they were able to look past that and live lives full of joy and contentment. They learned the secret of loving their lives. What I want to share with you in this book has come from years of personal Bible study and lots of personal experience. You see, there was a time in my life when I lived stuck in frustration, anger, and insecurity. Because of the abuse I endured at the hands of my father as a child, I had many issues to work through as an adult. I had anger problems. I was easily discouraged. I compared myself to people around me, and I drove myself to the point of exhaustion trying to accomplish my goals. I loved God. I loved teaching His Word, and I loved my friends and family, but I couldn't really say I loved my life. I continually wanted and searched for an elusive something else that I thought would satisfy the longing in my soul, but somehow it always evaded me. But God has taught me so much over the years. It wasn't always easy. I certainly made my fair share of mistakes along the way, but I can confidently say today that I love the life God has given me. I don't love it because it is perfect,